All right, so anyway.
Well, first and foremost, welcome back to Noise Avocation Podcast. I'm Ryan, here with Jeremy.
Yo, yo.
And we're still studio finicking here. Before we started, though, we were talking a minute about the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight, which by the time this comes out will have passed.
Hopefully.
It is tonight. Yeah, hopefully, because I read that thing about a possible couple tests that might delay it again, but that's the internet saying that, so that could have been an old picture. And I'm like, you can't just delay a national event day of.
I mean,
but yeah, I guess if it's a medical emergency, then you can.
They could, like, the commissioner or whatever, but like, it's in Texas too.
Yeah,
so
Arlington.
It's state. It's not like, you know, it's boxing. It's not very well regulated.
I mean,
it is and it isn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like...
But it's, like, corrupt as all fuck.
It's very far removed from what it was.
Oh,
like
definitely.
Like, when we were younger or whatever, like, boxing was a lot more regulated. It was better advertised, and now...
Yeah, it was just more popular, I think.
Yeah, UFC's taken over that, sort of, at this point, I would say. So, well, not even
when
sort
I was
of,
a kid, though, you
definitely.
Could watch... Boxing was on ABC and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was wide world of sports, man. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, like, you could just turn on the Tyson fight.
Yeah, no, that's
what... It
wasn't,
what... like, a huge pay-per-view event.
No, you always had to pay for Tyson.
Did you really?
Yeah.
For Tyson?
Except...
Maybe I'm just... I ended up just watching reruns as a kid and didn't
you may
know,
have, because
didn't know
I've
that
never...
It was.
I never watched a live one, because that shit was, like, 80... $200 when I was a kid, or even if it was, dude, if it was $30, I wasn't going to be able to afford it. And they were over so quick. It was like,
yeah, I remember that. Oh, that's right. They were all pay-per-view because people had that beef of, do I want to pay
$100 for 20 seconds?
Yeah, for a fucking 30-second fight.
So I think that
I just ended up watching it like reruns on the TV down the road then, I guess. Because as a kid, you don't know the pay-per-view schedule or whatever the fuck's going on. And
no.
It's not like my mom was going to be like, oh, sure, I'll give you $80
well,
to
no,
buy
that,
the Tyson fight.
Here's the thing, though. I didn't, as you, I'm sure, it's kind of like, feel like we found boxing on our own, not with like a, like I didn't have like a father figure to be like, yo, fucking, let's go out and fucking box. We're just like, oh, Rocky's cool. Let's fucking get into this or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much, I guess the way I kind of got into boxing was video games.
That
and
works.
I'm not saying I'm like a boxing aficionado or anything
no,
like
dude,
that. Like I'm not Vinnie Paz or anything. Like,
no, definitely not.
I don't know anywhere near what those guys know, but video games is probably what got me onto it, because then you play Fight Night and you're like,
there's
oh,
a new
this
one
is
coming,
cool.
A rumor too.
I seen that. I seen a picture though, and then I tried to find the picture like later on.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find the picture. But I've been, me and a couple people have been talking about that for years.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
oh, yeah.
The last good fight night was Champion.
Yep.
And that one was kind of starting to, like, go a little down.
I bought a PS3 off a dude.
To play round three?
No, to play. Maybe it was. I thought it was just Fight Night. It was Championship. It was Fight Night Championship Edition.
Okay,
and that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
I bought. And it was, like,
that was
the only
that
reason
was
I bought it.
That was four,
yeah, it was
technically.
Four. Yeah.
Three was
it.
Like the one that had Roy Jones and shit like on the cover and whatnot.
I don't even remember. I'll take your word for it.
And then I don't remember this for certain, but was before Fight Night became Fight Night, was it Knockout Kings? Because there was a Knockout
like
Kings
PlayStation
game.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I don't know if it was
EA Sports or whatever.
Right. I can't. I'd have to go back and
we're
look.
On the music podcast, so we'll save that one for later.
Talking about video games and
but
shit.
But I just wanted to say one thing, though. I think that...
Well, I wanted to ask,
marketing...
are you gonna watch the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's going to crash. Because of what we just said about pay-per-view, to watch this fight, to watch this whole fucking card, you could watch it for $8, $9.
Mm. Yeah, because as long as you have a Netflix subscription.
Exactly. So it, people that normally may not have one...
are going to be subscribing to it.
Maybe,
yeah.
I mean, it's a good catch, you know what I'm saying?
I
it's
could
like,
see that.
It's a good marketing plan. On the other side of it, I think it's going to crash the fucking system, though.
The actual Netflix app?
I would
that's
not
a,
be surprised.
No, that's a possibility.
It would crash.
I mean, we've seen it happen with like record releases and shit,
yeah.
Crash a website. This is much bigger
yeah,
than that.
Yeah, it's fucking
like,
Mike Tyson,
It's
dude.
Mike Tyson. Like, when's the last time that Tyson fought? I don't even know off the top of my head, but it's been a while.
It was 4 years.
Was it?
Roy Jones Jr. Exhibition.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yep.
I didn't watch that.
Yep. I watched that.
See, like I said, not a boxing aficionado.
Yeah, yeah, I watched that one.
I thought it'd been like 20 since he fought or something.
But he's still... But see, the Roy Jones thing was an exhibition. Apparently, this one is like, will go on a record.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like Mike's 50-6. So and if Jake he loses, he's going to have whatever. Lost to Jake Paul. And I'd be like, I can't, you know, I can't do a Mike impersonation, but I could not live with that on my fucking record, dude, you know? It'd be so hard to like eat that.
It would be, but at the same time, think of what amount of money he's eating off of for doing the fight. So win or lose.
Have you watched any press conferences or anything?
The only one that I've seen is, like we were just talking about this, where Mike's in his fucking Versace Speedo that he's got on.
Yeah.
And then he, like, slaps Jake Paul or something.
Yeah.
I seen that.
Okay, so right after that, Roy Jones Jr., he was there, and I watched, like, a boxing hub or whatever the fuck where they interviewed him. And they were like, oh, my God, Mike's so emotional, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he needs to be that way.
Oh, he knows how to amp it. And this isn't like, his first time.
And it's like, so funny because I feel like everybody thinks it's like, because it's a very sportsman-like world right now. Mm-hmm. Fighters hug and fucking, blah, blah, blah. But, okay, I mean, so we come from an area where
we
like,
came from where they were fucking each other up.
Right, you give respect, but we're not fucking, we might shake hands.
Yeah,
we might look at each other.
After we're done.
But we're not fucking hugging or, no, not even afterward. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It doesn't work that way. You've got to fucking have that, like, and Mike Tyson does, has to have that killer fucking instinct.
Well, that and you, I mean, it's war tactics. Like, you get in your opponent's head that way.
He's 58, though, and it fucking worries me, dude. And I am not.
But at the same time,
I'm not underestimating Jake Paul, because that motherfucker can knock people out.
Yeah, I mean, is...
They're not really boxers. They're not Mike Tyson, but still...
Yeah. Yeah, but he's still trained
and he's in, his,
in
yeah.
some professional capacity,
and
like
he's,
more than the average
person. You
gotta
give him credit, dude.
And he catches a lot of flack for being the YouTube kid and whatever, and I get that. Like,
If I could have done that, I'd have done it.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's fighting Mike fucking Tyson,
put yourself in his shoes. Like, he's fighting, if he's been into boxing for his whole life or an extended period, he's obviously, this is a dream come true to the guy.
I wanna say, I guess I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure we'd have to look this up. Somebody knows, but I don't know if Jake Paul was even born yet. He probably wasn't when Mike
was champion.
I know when he first won the belt, he wasn't.
I actually really don't even know how old.
But it's like I almost wonder if like Mike was already
done.
Not like out of his prime.
1997, he was born.
Oh my God! Yeah, fuck yeah, way done.
Yeah.
Not way done. Sorry, Mike. I'm just saying, like...
No, it's just...
Prime time.
Prime
yeah,
already.
Mid late 80s. But, yeah, so he doesn't... I don't think that kid realizes, like, the kind of person that Mike Tyson mentally is. Like, he is a fucking dog, dude.
No, I mean, he didn't get to be the world champion at 19 by... having a weak mentality.
He's 22.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was 19 when he was champ. 22. But he was fighting professionally at 19 still, though. Fighting champions at 19.
I don't know about that statement 100%, but I know he was fighting pro at 19. But he didn't become champ till 22.
See, I always thought it was 19. See, I'm further driving in my point here.
Of that you don't know anything about. Yeah, I don't really know anything either, I guess.
I just thought it was 19 for some reason, because that's what I've always heard, but maybe that got misconstrued over the years. But yeah, I know there's a bunch of, like, stipulations to the fight and stuff. Like, you can't do this, that, and the other.
Oh, that sucks.
And
I didn't really look into any of that yet.
Yeah, I didn't read the whole contract, but I was reading about the contract.
Are they allowed to bite?
That was bad. Somebody in the comments said that,
too.
They're like, what, they didn't put no biting in the contract or something? Like, but I know there's, like, a certain length of stipulations that are can-dos and can't-dos in regard to the fight, but I don't know what they are. And I've heard before that Jake kind of, like, stacks his fights in his favor if he's drawn up the contracts or whatever. And so I don't know if that's the case with this fight or not. I'm not sure.
As far as I know, it's 8 minute, or it's not 8 minute, 8 2-minute rounds.
Yep, I seen their 2 minutes. Yeah.
So, the way I figure, it's just like if Mike was younger, he's more dangerous.
What's the length of a normal boxing round? Because 2 minutes is shorter. Three. Okay. And a championship fight would be 5 then.
Three.
Is it 3 still? Yep. They don't change it like in the UFC?
Uh-uh. Oh. Nope. That's just different.
Did not know that either.
No. Yeah. It's crazy. But that's kind of why it's like with the Jake Paul thing, I believe the only legit boxer he beat was Tyson Fury's little brother. Whatever the hell his name was, I already forgot. My kid will be yelling at me. But
Frank Fury.
But the rest.
I don't know if that's his name.
I think that's his dad's name, actually.
For real?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But they named him Tyson Fury after Mike.
Yeah.
Anyway, musically.
I was going to say, before I forget about this, musically, in regard to Roy Jones Jr., for anybody out there that doesn't know, Roy Jones does have a hip-hop album out there. But
he has more than one, dude.
Yeah, a couple of them. Body Headbangers.
Fuck yeah, dude. What the hell was it?
Can't Be Touched. Yeah, that song.
That's my jam, dude.
That record, actually, is so cheap.
Oh, it's fucking... it's so bad, though,
it's like
too.
$4.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I always appreciated that, though. Like, he always wrote his own entrance music, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's fucking cool.
It's bad, but it's almost... When you listen to it now, and you take some of the bad hip-hop that's out now, that bad, because that was, like, early 2000s when that came
out. Yeah, something like that.
I don't remember the exact date, or at least for that album that I'm thinking
of. Yeah, for Can't Be Touched.
Yeah.
With like, the production and the whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, all the, yeah, I know what you're saying.
That stuff is better now, at least in my opinion.
Than what's out now?
Some of what's out now, because I don't like being that guy that's like, all hip-hop now sucks, because
it doesn't.
It's, honestly, now there are more rappers and artists out than there ever has been, which is why... There's so much stuff that sucks because you have so many more artists out there to be bad or good.
Dude.
At least I think, you know what I mean? Like anybody can go in their living room and make a fucking album.
Fuck yeah, it's crazy.
And, you know, there's only...
But he was doing it like on tape and shit back in the day, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
like,
at least it's cool that he took boxing and was like, hey, I'm going to put out some records. I always thought
he had the funniest
fucking haircuts too. Yeah, Shaq did it. But Roy was actually, like, at least he was, we're talking about him anyway.
Yeah, he could at least rap better than Shaq.
And the only thing I didn't
know,
like.
You've heard the Shaq stuff, I would
imagine. Like once or twice back in the day, it was fucking
I have
ridiculous.
A Shaq single that was done by Eric Sermon.
Oh, that dude, that's pretty funny.
That I found forever ago. I've always just held on to it because I was like, this is worth nothing. But I feel like it should be worth something.
No,
like,
I'd keep it.
Because it's Shaq.
I have like a Tim Curry album, dude. It's god awful, but it's got Tim Curry on the cover looking creepy as shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of celebrities out there that have actually made music that you may or may not know about. Like fucking, not Jerry Seinfeld. Who was the fucking talk show host? Why am I blanking his name
talk
right
show
now?
Host?
Yeah, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
He had an album.
Yeah.
The S's were fucking me up. He had an album. Ben Stiller had like a goth rock band at one point. Like,
yeah. He's like a big, like, what, post punk type dude?
I can't remember what the name of it is off the top of my head. If I knew we were going to talk about
it,
I would have looked it up.
The more famous ones that, like, at least I can think of would, because they're silly, Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Heartbeat, that shit's so bad.
Johnny Depp has a record out too, I believe.
With different bands
Cooper
and shit.
Stuff.
Yeah, the Hollywood Vampires.
Yep.
The actual.
Yeah, which funny story. There was a local band here called Hollywood Vampires, and I believe, didn't they buy the name? Like Alice Cooper or whoever bought the name from them? Isn't that how that goes? Or did they just take it from them the other way?
If anything...
Because they ended up having to change their name to Blood on the Dance Floor.
Right.
So I never knew for sure because I never really knew anybody in the band, but I always heard rumors that, like, they got sued.
They may have gotten sued, but they didn't... they may have gotten sued, I don't know, but, yeah, they changed their name.
I remember
that. And they didn't, but as far as, like...
No, I wasn't saying it like they got rich off it or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, no, fuck no.
I just, and nobody ever said anything like that. I just remember there was some legal stipulation yeah. to where they had to
But I mean,
change.
Honestly, in all fairness, if, like, I was in a band and I named it whatever it was, and then something like that happened where you got, like, a super group that your parents know and they, like, take that name,
yeah,
I'd change the fucking thing, too, you know?
I would, too.
It's like, damn it. But...
kind of cool though that like at least they like those guys caught wind of somebody that was yeah. here. Like I always thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But so we're getting towards the end of the year here and stuff. Pretty soon we'll be doing a wrap up episode of some of our favorite stuff that's been released this year, which we're not going to give you any insight to right now.
I'm giving you no hints aside from there's still shit coming out.
I was going to say there's still, that's what I wanted to talk about for a minute, is there's still like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre got that one record coming out, but I haven't seen a release date, so I don't know if it's 2025 or not. Ice Cube has a new album coming out. Nas and DJ Premier have an album coming out. And this is just hip hop. I haven't even dabbled into everything else. Pharoah Monch is supposed to have External Affairs come out. And there was something else the other day that I was like, well, that hasn't come out yet. I can't remember what it was, but there's still like.
There's a lot.
I counted yesterday and I have like 25 or 30 things on my best of 2024 list that I need to narrow down to 10-ish.
I just have, like, I have a section of a bunch of albums out of the collection, and that keeps getting wider, like, basically the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of them people will probably guess, because we've interviewed a handful of them,
but yeah, like, it's
there was a lot of good shit out this year, dude, like, across all genres, really. I kind of felt like hip-hop was a little weak there for a minute, but then like a real good run of things came out for a couple months and you're like, oh shit.
I just feel for the like the genres of music that we each like, it's been good for all of them, you know what I'm saying? Like it's been good for like hardcore, it's been good for black metal, it's been good for like hip-hop. The only thing I don't know anything about really is the country aspect. I don't know how they're doing over there, but I'm just saying there's like so, you know, there's just
I'm trying to think
no,
of
there
what.
Is no shortage of fucking good shit right now. And
yeah, country, I'm trying to like the only country things I know that really came out this year that were big was that Shaboozy album.
Totally Shaboozy.
Yeah. And then probably like Jelly Roll and stuff. Oh, and then yeah, whoever else did like a crossover country album. Cause it seemed like.
Yeah, that's like the thing.
Yeah. I'd seen like. Was it Beyonce did one? I know that. which seemed to be a total failure. Like, I still have one sitting in the store. Like, I thought it was going to be kind of big.
Is that the one where she's sitting on the horse?
I thought it was going to be kind of big. Because I was like, oh, well, it's Beyonce, you know? Like, she's huge regardless.
But is it just... I never fucking even looked into it. Is there beats on it, or is it straight up, like,
I think
hillbilly
there's,
twang shit?
I didn't listen to any of it outside of, like, a clip of one of
okay.
the songs just to kind of know what was
yeah,
going
definitely.
On there. The one that I listened to, it sounds like it's real instruments, but it could very easily just be programmed.
Okay, I guess I was just wondering.
It's
if it
country.
Was, yeah,
it's
okay.
not. It doesn't lean.
There's no crossover.
Like, yeah,
right.
I mean, there might be a little bit of
but
beats here
yeah.
and there, but honestly, when you look at
it's country dominated, not hip hop dominated.
Yeah, and when you look at what is dominating country right now, and this is not an area that I'm like very well versed in, at least not current country, but a lot of that stuff has a hip-hop blend to it now because that seems to be what sells for country. And that's, you know, cool. It works. Good for them. But
I think, do you think it's like, it's always like has a beat, you know, it's always like danceable and shit. I think that's just what sells.
Yep.
You know
well,
what
that I mentioned.
And then
that,
like the cheesy lyrics.
Yeah, the cheesy lyrics. Or like the Shaboozy song that I was thinking of. You remember that? Jaquan, Everybody in the Club Get Tipsy song,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
like way back.
Mm-hmm.
So he like remade a country version of that.
And then he gets.
And it's massive.
See, man, that's so. Like, I would totally be all about that for like the cash fund and like change my life. But from an artist standpoint, I'd just be like, I damn it.
Yeah.
Because like, you know what I mean? Like to get.
That's just a song that I never in a million years on a fucking, thought I would hear come back.
Yeah. Exactly. Like it was like,
it was bad. It was big for like a summer.
Right.
It seemed like, and then it just disappeared off the face of the earth.
No, I don't.
Was it Jay Kwan, I think, was the guy that originally did it, if I remember right. But I remember being 14, 15 when it came out.
That shit was playing at, like, Sneakers.
Yeah.
And I have not been into a place like that since I was, like, 21.
Right. So it was big for a minute. Oh, I take that back.
Maybe 25. But
that's just a song I didn't 30. See coming back. It'd be like somebody redoing a Chingy song or something. Yeah, like, there was strange. That, like, run of rappers at that time that, like, had a huge hit that nobody ever heard from again.
My jailbird brother, he was into that Soulja Boy thing. I thought that was pretty funny.
I don't like Soulja Boy's music, but I have to say I do kind of enjoy him, like, just as a person.
Oh,
like,
I just was talking about it was that dance fucking whatever.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember,
you got to remember also, he was not in any sort of jail or, this was a very long time ago.
I know.
It's like, just to put it into perspective.
Yeah, I knew your brother before you, I guess, so, yeah, I kind of remember that a little.
Yeah, he was a, well, anyway, well, he doesn't listen to that shit anymore.
I guess depending on which brother you're talking about, but. Well, never mind. Now I gather.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just a song that I didn't see coming back, man. Mm. I didn't think so. But shit sells. I mean, and things go in cycles. Like, there's a lot of recycled music out there, so it makes sense. I get it.
It does.
Hip hop does the same thing. Metal does the same thing. Every genre does it to some extent. It's hard to do something that hasn't been done.
As far as like covers go, I guess it's more of a remix, though, like you said, than a cover.
Yeah, it's because it's not he changed some of the words, but it's got, like, the melody and stuff to it. It's one of those songs that, like, you hear it, and it gets in your head, and you
really want to take a Tylenol to make it go away?
That, and, like, but, like,
something.
Sometimes it, like, gets in your head, and you're just singing it, and you don't necessarily, like, enjoy or love the song or anything, but mm-hmm. you listen to it again because you're like, just get this fucking thing mm-hmm. out of here. Like, mm-hmm. it works the earworm out.
Yep.
So that song that I was talking about, that is one of those songs for me. Like, I don't necessarily like it.
I'm gonna stay away.
But I will say I have listened to it a handful of times because I'm just like, you know, like, it's catchy, man. He did a good job at, like, making a song that would appeal to. Yeah, you hit the right fucking age and the right demographic. Like, that song's been gone just long enough. And then, you know, it seems like people kind of drift more toward country now. Because I know so many people that I wouldn't expected to be Jelly Roll fans and stuff now that are, like, big crazy. Into it. And there's nothing wrong with that by any means at all.
I would take it back to when I was a kid. It was George Michael's Faith covered by Limp Bizkit. It's basically almost the same story.
Yeah, that is actually the
same
thing.
It's just different genres.
You just switched it up a little bit.
And it's like you said, it's just a cycle.
But that Limp Bizkit was a good example because he's like popular again.
Right. It's crazy how that cycle.
Did you ever see Limp Bizkit becoming relevant again in your lifetime? Because he was kind of a gimmick to begin with.
If asked me to bet money on it, which I'm not a gambler, but like hypothetically, I would fucking totally have been like, there is no way he's ever coming back. 100%.
I would have bet against it too.
And there's no way. And then here I sit, fucking.
And now he's corrected. Like, he's going on tour with like big, like, I think it was like Metallica and shit. Yeah, like, to go from being completely dormant and doing nothing to going on tour with the biggest metal band in the world.
Smart, dude. Gotta give him credit where credit's due.
Impressive. Yeah. I don't like his music, but I will say, like, if I could do it at his shit, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to
front. Those paychecks that he's getting for that are probably fucking sweet.
The only thing is, that's for another episode, I suppose. But we should definitely get a list of remixes that we might like better. I never thought about that till you said that. Because there's a few songs that are done a little bit different that I can think of right now that are that I almost like better than the originals. Some of them.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few that I can think of. One, like the main one being All Along the Watchtower.
Okay, that's one.
I actually, as a kid, did not know for the longest time that that was a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people didn't.
Because it was so huge as a Jimmy song that you just don't think about it. I didn't know that until I was a little older and was like, oh, shit. And then you hear the other version and you're like, wow.
I was really into Jimi Hendrix when I was like even before like hardcore and metal and shit for what, I don't know, I just liked, so I was like 14, 13, so... I thought that was his song for sure, you know, until later on, and I was like, oh, it's this Bob guy, and that's how I actually found out about Dylan.
Oh, really? That's how you found Bob Dylan? Yeah. That's crazy. First time I ever Blood on the Tracks, I guess, was probably the first time knew about Bob Dylan that I can think of, at least, which I couldn't pinpoint when the hell that was, but... Probably subconsciously before I even knew that I was listening to it. I probably heard it somewhere because we grew up in the area that would be playing that stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude. Classic rock stations 24/7. And All Along the Watchtower could definitely go on a list of songs that if I never heard it again, I'd want to hear the solos, I think, and shit. But
it's pretty much like
it's right here forever, dude. Like, yeah. I'm not going to forget it.
Anytime you watch a movie that takes place in Vietnam, that's on there every single time. Yep. And then there's always a Creedence song, too.
Yep.
And it's usually Can't Stand the Rain or whatever the fuck.
Have you ever seen The Rain?
Yeah. I seen a picture the other day of, it was a Spotify playlist, and it says John Fogerty discovering The Rain, and it had three songs. And it was like, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And then there's a song that's like something about like making the rain go away or something. So it went from like, Have You Seen It? To like, Fuck This Rain. That's funny.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember this song. Plagiarizing himself
like again.
Yeah.
Or they found more. Yeah, it's nuts.
I never cared for Creedence much, really.
Oh, I was a Creedence fan, man. I mean, like, I could go again without ever hearing it again, like, you know, but in my early 20s, man, if we were at the bar, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things,
I understand. Yeah. Hear it enough, and you're like, all right, I'm good.
Yep.
Don't need to hear it anymore.
Which, you know, I'll sell anybody my Creedence. I got some. You know the number.
If you got it clean, it's actually...
I know.
It's actually not a bad price tag that you put on that stuff. I mean, it's nothing insane, but, like, you get $20, $30 records pretty easy.
Yep.
So, aside from all that, upcoming still in the year, we have Black Christmas, December 28th. If you are in the Metro Detroit or even anywhere in Michigan area or Ohio or of the immediate
Midwest
states,
man,
like,
go.
We're driving 4 hours to get there. You can drive, too. Tons of cool bands, though. Bane, Throw Rag, Smoke AD's playing their first show. We got some other cool stuff coming up when it gets closer to that, so definitely stay tuned for that. I wanted to ask you, though, like, who are you looking forward to seeing at Black Christmas?
Clockface, Dead Hang. Like, it's mostly, like... bands of people we know, honestly, because we've been talked to these guys and like listened to their music. I want to see that shit like live.
Yeah, there's a good chunk of bands that we've had on here or been in contact with.
Right.
And then there's still stuff to be added. Like, there's not, the list isn't completely final yet.
Throw Rag, though, I'm pretty interested to hear.
Yeah.
I've listened to them on Spotify. I've never heard of them until I saw them on this bill.
I seen them on there. Yeah. Looked it up and I was like, oh, how did this
It's pretty
cool. Not sure how that, like, slipped under the radar without even hearing the name at all, because it's not like they're not a small band. They're not massive by any means, but...
Hang on a second.
But it'll be a fun show.
Oh, definitely, man. I'd imagine it'll sell out, so get your tickets. And the closer it gets, I believe they go up in price, don't they?
Probably, yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but as the quantities dwindle, yeah, I would imagine so, just because they get harder to...
Yeah, dude, the Dogs of War, I'm sorry, dudes, they're playing Annie Up.
Yeah, Dogs of War, Annie Up.
Some Days Are Darker.
Some Days Are Darker, Off With Their Heads, which isn't on there, but will be.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen the Sissy Boys yet. Suffocate Fast, yeah, it's going to be crazy, dude. I think it's going to be one of those things where we're going to have to choose... Like, okay, you're going to go upstairs. Well, I'm going to go to the garden. Yeah. It's going to be like that.
I was talking to Ramona, and she said that she had some people reach out to her that were asking if, like, certain sets were going to overlap.
Yeah.
Because some people are, like, flying in from wherever to come do it.
Yeah, for sure.
So they were like, oh, I don't want to go if, like, so-and-so is going to overlap so-and-so because we're going there for, like, those two bands mainly or, what you know, whatever the case is. But I think they do it well, at least the ones that I've been to.
Oh, no, it's done good.
It's constantly alternating rather than waiting 20 minutes between shows to wait for another band to tear down, wait for another one to set up. And
It's done very well. She does a very good job.
Yeah, like Blackout Barbecue, they ran that the same way, or at least the ones that I've been to. It's always one band on, one band setting, one band on, one band setting. And then sometimes they kind of get a 5-10 minute overlap, but usually they're pretty good about spacing it out and give people a little smoke break or whatever in between.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, it kind of makes me think it's like a big fucking clubhouse, only there's stages everywhere, so you can really hang out in the fucking... like the lobby area or the bar or whatever, and fucking hear everything, dude. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it'll be a good time. So if you see us there, say what's up. Definitely get your tickets as soon as possible. I'll put the links in this little episode description for that if anybody's interested or hadn't gotten them yet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the last of what's coming out for the rest of this year to see if anything's going to bump anything off my list or not.
I don't know. I was thinking about that earlier, and it's like you said, some of the dates we don't even know. We just know there's things that are coming out, so it's like...
Yeah, because the Pharaoh Munch... I don't really
want to say anything at all because, you don't know.
The Pharaoh Munch I'm really looking forward to... but I just haven't seen a date. Oh, and Red Man Muddy Waters, too.
Yep.
That's another one.
Yeah, how did we forget that? We're just watching
that video. I haven't seen a date on that either. Every time I see something about it, it just says coming soon. So I would imagine 2025 on that one, at least, just because it's so late in the year that I feel like they would start promoting the release date at this point.
You would think. I don't think we said Black Christmas is Saturday, December 28th, by the way. Majestic. Complex, they call it, just so everybody knows. So like, dude, that's awesome. What the fuck? What date is it?
You know? Yeah, I don't remember if we did say the date, but yeah, December 28th. Check it out. Get there. Fucking behave. Have fun.
If you're from the area of Alpena, where we are, let us know.
If you're going. Actually, Cole said he might want to go too.
Oh, right on.
So I was like, all right, you can come.
Yeah, a bunch of us went last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. I was going to bring up something else, but it just slipped my mind right when you threw out that date.
Oh, my bad.
You're good. Oh, I was just going to say, it's just been a fucking crazy, like, last couple of weeks, really, and between the election and all that shit, and we're not getting into that. This is an anti-politics podcast, so... But I'm glad that all that's over with, at least. We have Record Store Day upcoming, too, if you're local.
Just cool shit coming out.
I slipped that day, too. 11/29. I wanted to say 11/28 because of the 28th, but yeah. Black Friday. If you're local, or even if you're not and you want to make the drive, come up. Like, we'll have a whole bunch of stuff here. We made some changes to the store, added a couple new things in there, and hopefully the rest of the layout will be done by Record Store Day, Black Friday. Was there anything on the list that you were, like, kind of itching to get? Because it was kind of a... It was a cool list in its own way.
I wasn't prepared for this question. Let me put it to you that way. So there isn't anything that I'm really anticipating.
Yeah, there wasn't anything like crazy on there.
The Czarface. I probably want that, but
yeah, the Czarface, which actually it's sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
Czarface. There was a run of decent stuff that Get On Down released, like Keith Murray, Too Short.
Oh, that's right.
There was a Dead Prez Revolutionary, but Dead Gangster Repress.
But at the same time, it's like the Black Friday one's always like the worst time because of the holidays and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the list is smaller. So I don't know. It's a weird day because there's a lot of people out shopping for that day.
Yep.
Where they're out like getting holiday shit, buying gift cards, especially here. Like gift cards are I don't want to say we sell more gift cards than records during the holiday season, but we sell a lot of fucking gift cards because people don't know what other people have in their collection.
Music, that's the perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
You want somebody else buying your shit, like, for you?
Fuck no.
Because
I don't know.
I curate my own list.
I might already have it. I might not want that version. I might, you know, like... Yeah. It all depends. But, so, yeah, we go through a lot of gift cards during that time. But the list is always smaller. But what I try to do to kind of help out the day is I do, like, a big restock of common titles, like Taylor Swift, Tyler, the Creator. This year, especially, the Chaperone album, I've outsold Taylor Swift, like, 10 to 1 with that album, which is crazy.
That's cool, though, because, like, she doesn't need it.
She really doesn't. But it's surprising to me how many copies of that Fall of a Midwest Princess album that I've sold. I've had more requests for that since it came out than Taylor Swift, which is bizarre because when Taylor Swift does something on Record Store Day, the 2-3 weeks leading into, I get 5 calls a day, if not more, asking if we will have Taylor Swift.
That is disappointing. But hey, man, that's what people want.
She's doing a Black Friday Target exclusive release. So for Swifty people, you can go down and support your local corporate conglomerate.
Wasn't she the ambassador, I think, 2023?
Yeah, no, the year before last year.
2022.
Yep, because she had those pins, the ambassador pins. That's what I didn't see who was the ambassador for this year, to be honest with you. They don't seem to always announce one, actually. Like, the Taylor one, I didn't know that she was until I got the pins, like, in the mail.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't know until you told me or whatever.
Yeah, and so I didn't know.
That's why I was just wondering.
I actually don't know. I'd have to look that up. To me, it seems like it would be MF Doom, because he has the most releases on. But how do you make somebody who's deceased the ambassador for that day? Because I don't know that they...
Holograms, man, it's a whole new world.
I don't know that they've done that with somebody who's passed away.
No, I don't know.
But it wouldn't be surprising, because MF Doom has rightfully blown up, but at the same time, I feel like some of you guys should have caught on a little earlier, like...
Like a
long
time
ago. You knew he was out there. Like, what were you waiting for?
Yeah, I don't know. That it's strange, though. Like,
but it's cool, though, that, like...
We're going to have to cut this off. It'll turn into, like, a 2-hour episode.
It's just cool that people are, like, getting into that...
Fucking good hip-hop?
Kind of style of hip-hop.
Yeah, like, storytelling, flow, like, the boom-bap chill. Like, I love that shit, man.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. Like, it has its own sound. And there's nobody out there like MF Doom. Like, there's people out there who have definitely been inspired by and have taken little pieces of, but, like, you will never have that guy again in hip hop, like, because it would immediately be a gimmick or a rip-off.
Yeah, it's like, everybody knows who you're biting.
Yeah, so he was a one of one, which is very hard to do in any musical genre. Because
anybody who doesn't know anything about him should look into the history, just because it's like. it's pretty interesting. It wasn't easy, I guess.
Yeah, no, he had a lot
and
now, of...
And he's getting all his flowers after he's in the ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it wasn't even... I mean, he had albums out before, you know, Operation Doomsday mm-hmm. is where a lot of people start, but, like, now, with the internet, people know about KMD, and they
right,
know about
Zev Lovex
and Third Base and all that stuff, so that's cool to see, like, there's probably been a million and one YouTube videos of some guy breaking it down, I'm sure, and we're not going to get into all that, but...
I'm not qualified on the MF Doom end. You might be, but I am not.
I don't even know if I know enough, I guess, to yeah. say that I know enough to break down a whole analytical video. I don't really know. Maybe. I guess it depended on how far you want to go. Like, but to me,
we'll discuss it later.
Yeah, we'll get back to it.
For sure.
But yeah, we just wanted to, I don't know if you got anything else you want to talk about immediately, Jeremy.
I just want to say, Bayway came out with a 4-song EP today that sounds fucking badass.
Bayway Takes Manhattan.
Yep. So,
which is an awesome title, which if you listen to
it's an
to
awesome
the,
cover. Everything, yeah. it's cool, man. So check that out. That's out.
And if you listened to our episode with him, he had talked about the album
right.
a whole bunch of times.
So go back and watch that with Cheyway.
Did you listen to the EP already?
Oh, yeah.
I heard the single off it, like, when it dropped,
yeah,
but...
Because I pre-ordered it on Bandcamp.
Okay. I haven't even had a chance to pick it up and start listening to it.
It's like, Bandcamp is pretty fucking helpful when it comes to that shit, and I'll set, like, the notifications.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Usually I just open my Instagram and it'll be right there.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
But sometimes this shit gets buried, dude.
Right.
Like, you don't see a post till 3 days later or whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, man, that's...
But before we wrap this up real quick, I did want to ask, because I know we talk about this just day-to-day regularly, but what's some of the shit that you've been listening to lately that's been sort of new across your radar, even if it's not something that just came out?
Well,
it could be something old
like
that
old
you found.
That I was listening to? Mugger, that also came out. Cold Cave, which I could have, dude. I swore, I told you, I
dude,
pre-ordered
you probably
that shit.
Did.
Because I'm still waiting
and
for my hard
like,
copy.
I probably
and that
was like,
another
oh,
one.
Okay, cool, Cold Cave. And then by the time I got home or whatever, mm-hmm. it was gone.
Chokehold, like I posted. The fucking Bane repop sounds fucking awesome. And then it's cool that came out because they're playing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like kind of you know. I've been listening to some of the bands on there. Obviously, it's like you wanna know when you're gonna hear. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's just what we do. We listen to everything, you know.
Yeah,
but
it's
that's
nice
what I've
to,
been kind of doing
it's
lately.
It's nice to know like what you're walking into.
Yeah.
Also,
something else I've been listening to.
Did you play the new Cure album yet? I know you haven't bought it yet. Cause
yo, I listened to it
been
once,
off and on in stock, but
on my way a couple weeks ago, out of town, but That's kind of one I want to, like, put my headphones on and
right.
sit down in my chair and possibly, like, I mean, just, like,
I only
really
heard,
feel it. I heard it's fucking, and,
the
you know,
two songs that they had out before it actually dropped,
mm-hmm.
I think it was track 1 and 3, I believe. I heard those, but I'm waiting for the Blu-ray got delayed. Like, it was supposed to be out the beginning of the month. And now it's, like, the end of the month,
yeah.
so I'm waiting for that because I'm like, I don't want to, like, play the whole thing without hearing it.
That's kind of where I'm at. It's like, and we've talked about this before, listening to something, like, on your phone or as shitty as possible, then by the time you get it, you're already kind of burnt on the actual
I think
material.
That happened with the Eminem record because I had when that first dropped, like, you could stream it. I had a ton of people messaging me, like, you got the new Eminem
right.
record. You got the new Eminem record. When's it going to be out? When's it going to be out? And there was no date yet. And it was, like, 3 months after the release that it finally physically came out.
So.
And it seemed to not sell as well. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still sold a bunch of them. But I was anticipating, like, fuck, do I need, like, 25, 30
yeah.
copies of this? But I was... well off with like 10. So
yeah, see that I think that's the big fuck up on their end, and that's the That's the battle. You got to wait on everything. Yeah. They should have.
I don't get why they didn't put it out at the same time, because it's not like he's a small artist.
Right. Or he needs this or needs that.
He's like the second or third highest selling artist of all time, like in the world.
Crazy.
So like you would think that, I mean, they wouldn't do that for the Beatles. So
true.
Why'd they do it for him?
I don't know.
The Taylor Swift wouldn't do that shit either. So I don't know. It must have just been some. Maybe they had some unforeseen circumstance that we don't know about that just kind of put a wrench in everything.
That's so fucking
But
weird.
It seemed to kind of just fall off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
People aren't talking about it as much because.
Well, it's just, I mean,
there's a,
you got to hit. Blasted. You got to hit.
Yeah, but you get things every day that you're blasted with by the time that comes out. Like, we had a couple people that paid for it in advance that forgot they even paid for it. So I'm, like, calling people, and they're like, oh, what do I owe? I'm like, you're good. You already paid.
I don't even think about it. It's like, I've done that because it's so far back if you pre-order it because you don't know. And then 3 months later, you're like, oh, shit, cool.
Or, yeah, I'm waiting
on shit, I forgot. God, now it's sold out.
I'm waiting on a couple pre-orders still. Organized Confusion 30th Anniversary and the Kill Whitney Dead repress.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Organized Confusion I'm fine with because it's only been a couple of weeks, but Kill Whitney Dead's been like 4 or 5 months now.
I think the Suffocate Faster, the last Over and Out Recordings album, is on its way to my house. Sorry to see that label go.
Oh, yeah, I did see that about that.
We had him on way early.
Yeah, that sucks. Hopefully everything's all good with him. Like,
but I'm anticipating to get that album and they're also playing Black Christmas.
Oh, that's right, they are. Yeah. Yeah, that list looks small, but when you write it out, it's like there's actually quite a few bands on there.
Well, there's the list has 28 cuz I like listed them out, but then
there's
at least 2 to 3 more,
there.
So yep. It's like at least 30 bands. At least you're going to see 30 fucking bands possibly.
For if not more. $25.
Yeah, for like nothing.
That is less than a dollar a band.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, you can't even. The fees on some shit are higher than that, like depending on your tickets. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I was looking at like Tyler the Creator tickets for my kid.
Yeah.
In July. They're like $200 a piece for like bad seats.
Shit, that's why I never made it to the Boss, dude. I'm too broke. Like, I live like the Boss. I can't go see the Boss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, his tickets were, when he did a tour, maybe it was last year or the year before. It was kind of recently, whenever his new album came out.
Okay.
He had a run of shows, and I remember seeing the tickets be like $800. And then people were like backlashing on him for like, you know, his song content being for working class people.
Right.
But then he's charging $800 a ticket, and that's not always in their hands to be able to, like, they don't decide the price.
I mean,
really,
from my point of view, with a band like that, you're paying a lot of people on that stage to play, and if they screw up,
and you're not only
they
paying,
don't screw up, I mean, yeah, you know what,
you're paying the stage,
a lot of people.
The people that are on there, but you're paying for the setup, the tear down, the, you know, everything.
Does he
that
need
goes
it?
In there.
I don't know, but it's like, I can't tell Bruce what the fucking, hey man, you need to start playing free shows.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Nah, fuck that. Why would you?
You know,
like, that's your craft, that's your talent. Like, go on.
Can you imagine
and make
seeing
money
the Boss
for it
down at fucking Bayview, dude?
You wouldn't be able to see him. You wouldn't be able to get down there.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole town of Alpena would be
and
there.
The, yeah, the whole fucking, yeah, it'd just be crazy.
I mean, look, Jackal came here and that shit sold
out. Yeah, they're coming back
in a couple days. And Jackal was in by no means a big band.
I wish we were going to knew that. We could have made a chainsaw fucking, you know, button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot they were coming back.
The pad button. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's next weekend, I believe.
Oh, shit.
I never really cared for that band, so I'm not going to go see them. However, I do think it's cool that they're bringing bigger artists here.
Yeah, I think it's, we actually have things going on, which is really kind of strange.
Yeah, because
around here,
you've heard us talk about this before, but where we're at, there is not a lot for shows, at least, going on. Just because of how far north it is, it's hard to get people up here. Unless you're touring to Canada, there's no reason.
I think, too, a lot has to do with it is, like, if you really want to see a band, and because of how, like, going, like, I would go down to shows. We had, like, that's a part of the whole fucking thing, right? But people that just grow up watching the shows on YouTube, and they're like, why would I drive four? Like, I understand that point of view, too. They're like, well 4 hours, especially, man, it's going to cost this, like, blah, blah, blah. Whereas, or I'm 16, I can't, like, I don't have, like, a crew that wants to go.
Yeah, whereas when you were younger, like, you get a group of friends together, and you guys all drop $20, $30 on tickets, and then pitch in on gas, it's doable. But now, any average, even semi-big-named concert, like, you're shelling out $500 by the end of the day, like, between food and all that shit, because you get there and you're paying fucking $14 for soggy french fries.
I remember paying $24 for Social D and being kind of fucking pissed about it. You know, now I'm like,
and
wow.
I bet you now the tickets are at least $100, depending on where you go.
I'm sure they're, I wouldn't know, but I bet you they're at least $50.
Yeah. And that's for general admission, like bare bones, that's a whole other combo that we could get into.
I was just thinking, though, that's how crazy
prices.
That's how crazy that shit is. You know, 20, you might be right. It's probably, maybe it is closer to 100 now with social media.
I would say after all the fees and everything, but it would depend on the venue, too, because they played was it Fox Theater?
That's where I saw them.
Fillmore.
I saw them at the Fox.
Yeah. They just recently played one or the other, though, with was it Bad Religion and Social D, I think? I'm pretty sure it was Bad Religion and Social D. It was either earlier this year or last year.
I remember Social D coming through, but I don't remember Bad Religion playing with them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Bad Religion.
I'm sure you're right. It's just like, how the fuck did I miss that?
Well, because we were talking to somebody about it, and they were like, I missed it.
Yeah, that was Mark from Shutdown.
Yeah, and they were, I believe it was the same.
I did.
Same
tour.
I think so. Because I knew some people that went to it that I remember seeing pictures posted. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure it was. I just can't remember if it was Fillmore or Fox. But what I was gonna say was, it depends on where you're going to watch the show
for the price.
You're going to Van Andel or Little Caesars Arena or anywhere that's above a 10,000 cap. Like, you're paying extra just based off that.
Yeah, just to walk in.
Parking fees, drinks, everything, merch, all that. It's fucking expensive, dude. That's why I can't blame anybody for just wanting to watch it on YouTube on their couch.
Exactly.
Plus, honestly, you get a better view.
Exactly.
And you don't have to deal with somebody's sweaty pits next to you.
Like I said, it's just different for different people, I suppose. Like, some people watch fishing on TV, some people go fishing. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't watch fishing on TV. Actually, that's a lie. I have before, not willingly, but.
Yeah, I just was thinking, like, when you said that, I'm like, I haven't. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I've been forced to.
Yeah.
Can we watch something else? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Fuck off. He's about to slam this bass right
here.
Yeah,
it's just like. Anyway.
But anyway, let's wrap this shit up because I got some stuff to do. But, like we said, Black Christmas upcoming. Make sure you get your tickets for that. Check it out. You can go on Black Iris Booking Instagram. You can go on the Majestic Instagram to check the lineup. We'll put the link for ticket purchase in this episode. And, hopefully we see some people there. And then it's real close to the end of the year, so we'll be doing a wrap-up here shortly. And then
we have a few interviews coming up still.
Yep, a couple more interviews, and then we're going to take a break for a couple weeks, I would imagine, just to do some holiday shit.
Yep, bring in the new year and then come back fucking blazing, son.
Yep, and then we got some cool ideas moving forward for some stuff, so stay tuned for that.
Also, shout out to fucking Cold Case for sending us these T-shirts, they did a million years ago. And I apologize, they're fucking badass.
I keep forgetting about it, too.
I was going to message
you. Make a whole video.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, I'm not messaging him about clothes. It's fucking weird.
But, yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Check out the band.
Yeah, they're dope, dude.
And anybody listening, we appreciate you listening. Check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe to us on there. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Patreon. You can follow us on Facebook, but we don't really use it all that often. And probably somewhere else you can follow us that I'm not thinking. Oh, TikTok.
YouTube, Instagram. Just do that and I'll be totally happy.
Yeah.
Spotify.
As YouTube and Instagram are the main ones we use. I'm not too TikTok savvy, but I do use it just because it's necessary for the podcast. But
I gotta pee. Peace.